Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters free on my website at KarenCam.com. And in addition, you'll get a downloadable video on how to clear negative energies, including entities and ghosts, through my clearing and protection spray that you can download for free. And you'll get access to six of my Fast Track Your Healing classes. And today is the first Monday of the month, so it's the Ask the Life Wave Doctors Q&A. And our topic for today is acupuncture, patching points, and protocols for symptoms related to sexual dysfunction, such as infertility and libido issues. I know we've talked a little bit about libido before in previous shows, but we're going to talk a little bit more about infertility today because that is what has been asked. And if you don't know how to ask for that, you can actually go to the Patch Training Team Facebook page or on the patchtrainingteam.com. And under the LifeWave Radio show page, you can actually leave a comment there as well for things and topics for future shows that you would like to see. So before I introduce my colleague today, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about our show today. So infertility, low sex drive is very, very common, actually, in both women and men. So, and definitely erectile dysfunction is a multi-million dollar industry in the regular medical field. You know, they spend a lot of money on buying products for, Cialis and Viagra and things like that. And in the past, if you had problems with infertility, gosh, there didn't seem there was that much you could do about it, at least in Western medicine. So, you know, could it be issues with imbalances in your sex hormones, being too low, too high? Is it a cause of, you know, stress, distress? Is it from electromagnetic fields or toxins? There's so many different possible things it could be from. So today, with my wonderful colleague, Dr. Dennis Loebstein, he's going to share with us how, from the Asian medical perspective, Chinese medical perspective, what imbalances can contribute to the symptoms related to sexual dysfunction, and how Chinese medicine would treat libido and infertility, and then how you can creatively use the LifeWave patches, the phototherapy patches, to activate certain acupuncture points in your body that may support the self-healing activation of your own body to support those issues and imbalances that could be contributing to your libido or infertility issues. So he's going to be sharing with us some of the Asian medical philosophy and the physiology behind these issues and share with us some simple protocols that we can use. And, how you can use LifeWave patches to prevent and reverse distress and dis-ease, not disease as in diseases, but dis-ease, you know, in the balance of your energetic body. And, of course, if you have questions about sexual dysfunction, how you would use the patches, let us know. I'm going to be opening up the chat. You can also raise your hand as well, and we will be unmuting people later on. And if you have a question that's not related to our topic, that is okay. There's a couple of rules, though. If you are wanting to know what patching protocols may be helpful for a particular issue, please refrain from using any disease names because LifeWave does not want to get into trouble with the FDA, and because we do not say we cure or treat any disease. It's really about energetic balance and providing symptom relief for people. If people cure their own disease, that's great. You know, that was the great Asian medical philosophy on it, is that you don't treat the, for example, you know, an infection with antibiotics in Asian medicine. You would actually make the host stronger, and so that the host can fight it naturally. So that's kind of the Asian philosophy, Chinese medicine. So the number to call in is 818-514-1190. I've been talking all morning, guys. Sorry. A little hoarse. So the guest call-in number is 818-514-1190. Just hit 1. So we know your hand is up and you have a question for Dr. Dennis or myself. You know, if you are online and you don't want to call long distance, I will be opening up the chat. So you can actually leave a question there. And again, if I see a question with a disease name, I'm going to ignore it. So please refrain from putting a disease name in there. So without further ado, welcome Dr. Dennis. Hello, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Dr. Karen? Glad to be here with you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Now, I am a little hoarse today. I've been speaking almost nonstop all morning. So I'm going to let you do more of the talking today. For everyone listening, if this is your first time listening in to the Ask Doctors, LifeWave Doctors show, what I've decided to do in the last couple of months is to do some notes for you because I know Dr. Dennis and we want to pick his amazing brain. He is actually giving us a protocol of his, which is awesome. We're going to put that up on our website with his permission, of course. And I'll be writing some notes for you. So if you're furiously taking notes, don't worry. I will be taking notes for you because Dr. Dennis is going to be doing most of the talking today. Hi, Dr. Dennis.
Well,
so what stories do you have for us today?
Well, I'm glad you said you're going to pick my brain and not pickle it.
That's something else.
Well, you know, I used to teach sex education courses when I was professor of health education. I did that for many years. And I noticed while I was teaching teachers how to teach about human sexuality and health that they didn't have the basics that they were supposed to have learned in high school. And this happened in northern New Mexico. But when I was teaching sexuality, their jaws would drop and they would say, how come nobody ever taught us this in high school? So the same kind of feeling I get from people that are only exposed to a Western perspective on sexuality and don't have a basis for how the Asian medical physiology views it. And the Chinese medicine has a long history, actually, of being used to increase sexual desire and performance and libido and to correct dysfunctions like erectile dysfunction. And I apologize if that's a medical term. So I'll just say problems with sexuality.
Okay.
So what we frame as medical terms are actually artificial constructs imposed on us by the FDA and regulations. But I guess I have to work around that. So I bite my tongue a lot. All right, so
I know this is really hard for Dr. Dennis, you guys, so you got to give him some love and some appreciation and be very mindful of the stuff that you write in the chat, so thank you in advance. All right, good. And I'm going to be mindful in writing notes. How about that?
So in this long history of the perspective on human development and sexuality, the Chinese developed a concept that's described in the Yellow Emperor's Canon of Internal Medicine, the Long Di Ne Jing, in the part called the Plain Questions of the Su Wen. There is a substance called the Tian Gui. And the Tian Gui is a substance that promotes growth and development. And it basically describes how the kidney Jing is the essence and the battery that drives our youngness, our anti-aging effects, and our reproductive function. So the kidney Jing is transformed into the Tian Gui. And Jing is essence or substance. And I've talked before, and I speak in our clinic in LA a lot about how, from the perspective of Asian medical physiology, we look at three different functions at three different levels: the Jing, the Qi, and the Shen. The jing is the essence, the qi is the energy, and the shen is the spirit. And they all interact, and the spirit interacts with morphic fields around us. And what that means is that we take in frequencies that we select with our consciousness, and those frequencies come into our spirit and work to balance the qi and give us a balance between yin and yang. And then that gets coalesced into jing. So it can go both ways. So shen information can come into jing, and information from the jing or the essence can go to shen. So we can actually use this information to build our jing. So that's a more esoteric way of doing it, but our patches work according to energy medicine and give us frequencies of light that travel through our liquid crystal water, acupuncture meridians, and give information to our cells about how to function. So we can actually balance hormones and increase kidney jing using energy medicine with spiritual work, with energy work like qigong, and also with patches, and also using herbs. So I'm going to focus mostly on the patches part of it. So in understanding the picture, we want to understand that jing is essence, yin is water, yang is fire, and qi is energy. So when we're looking to increase sexual function, desire, performance, and libido, we're talking about increasing desire, arousal, ability to have an orgasm, and also to function physically. And in the Chinese or Asian medical physiology, we're talking there about tonifying the kidney jing and how the kidney interacts with the heart. So kidney is water, heart is fire. So basically we're talking about a fire-water interaction. And when that gets imbalanced, we can have shen disturbances, which are spiritual disturbances, and malfunction. So we get a fire-water disharmony, and that results in psychological changes, emotional changes, hormone changes, and physiological changes. The liver is also involved in this picture because the liver is responsible for the smooth flow of qi and blood, that is the flow of energy around the body. And when it becomes stagnant, we develop conditions, for example, uterine fibroids are a condition of stagnant qi, of qi and blood not moving very well. And the objective here is to get the yin and yang balanced, especially the kidney yin and yang, and also to tonify kidney jing. So when there's a kidney jing deficiency, the libido goes down.
And we're born with this, right?
Yeah, we're born with it. Jing. Yes. Yes.
Are some people born with less than others?
Yes, they are. Right. And so some people are tougher and can last stress longer, but all stress that we're exposed to depletes the kidney jing. And we're born with a certain amount of it from our parents, but we can also replete it by doing exercises like qigong. So let me give you some idea what this tangwei is that I've been talking about.
How do you spell tangwei, by the way? Anglicized?
Right. So the
T-I-A-N-G-U-A-Y?
The pinyin. T-I-A-N-G-U-I.
No? Oh, G-U-I. Okay.
Yeah. Tiangui. So that's a substance that promotes growth and development. And it does that by making the kidney prosperous by age 7 in women and by age 8 in men. So there's a rule of sevens in the Su Wen from the Yellow Empress Classic of Internal Medicine, which I'm getting this information from. By age 7, the kidney becomes prosperous and has beginning characteristics that we know in Western medicine as puberty for female development. And then if we go to 2x7, that's age 14. So age 7 times 2, which is 14, we have the onset of puberty and that's also known as menarche. The Ren or the conception vessel, which has along with it a deeper vessel that actually goes to the uterus, and the conception vessel and the Chang vessel become prosperous.
Hmm.
Okay, then if we go to 3x7, that's age 21. That's a normal adult status. The wisdom teeth are full in at that point. And if we go to 4x7, which is age 28, there's a substantial vital energy where the Chang is responsible for the kidney Jing and blood flourishing and healthy blood flow. We're healthy and strong in that area and throughout the body, have a really good hormone balance.
Oh, can you repeat what you said about age 21? Sorry, I missed that.
Oh, okay. Age 21 is 3x7. That's normal adult status. And mm-hmm. a good hallmark of that is that the wisdom teeth are full.
Oh,
out.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, then we have 4x7, which is age 28. There's a substantial vital energy that's developed by having the kidney Jing strong and flowing through the Chang channel, and the blood's flourishing, and that's an allusion to how the hormones are well balanced and keeping the tissues healthy and strong. And the tissues include the muscle and the bones.
Okay.
Okay, so at 5x7, which is age 35, there's a decline happening. There's a debility of the yang min channel, which is a yang brightness channel. There's hair that's starting to fall out. And this is actually at age 35. It's incredible. And there's withered face starting. And there's the early signs of the starting. So that means that imbalances are beginning and hormones are starting to wane and kidney Jing is being depleted. And then we get to age 42, which is 6x7. And that's known as 3 yang in decline. The Tai Yang.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. The Tai Yang, the Yang Ming, and the Xiao Yang, the 3 yang channels in 6-channel theory. So in 6-channel theory, the Tai Yang is the bladder and the small intestine together. The Yang Ming is the stomach and the large intestine. And the Xiao Yang is the gallbladder and the San Jiao or the triple burner together. So the flow of energy in those yang channels is in decline, and the complexion starts waning, and the kidney gene is reflected to be in decline by hair turning white. Now, in Chinese medicine, head hair is a reflection of the health of the kidneys. So white-haired dudes like me have typically decline kidney chi or kidney energy and kidney gene or essence in decline. So,
yeah, you know, I have a question about that, Dr. Dennis, because, you know, when I was going through school and they mentioned this kind of stuff, I'm thinking of this male relative of mine who, you know, is a single male, never married, definitely interested in sex, but never had sexual relations, but doesn't really have, like, you know, he was born really quite ill. Almost died. So, and he has this fear. So I'm thinking kidney, you know, like low kidney
right,
on this fear,
right.
fear. But I'm so shocked that he didn't have any teeth rotting. He had gum issues, but not, he didn't have teeth rotting. He has a full head of hair. He doesn't have low back pain. He doesn't have arthritis. He has some white hair, but not much. And I'm thinking, I don't get it. Is it because he's not having sex? Although I don't know what else he's doing in his room, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, I don't understand how somebody who was born so needy physically, who almost died, who clearly has fear issues, who's like a water person, can have a full head of hair and hardly any white. I don't get it.
Well, it's actually the case that people who overdo their sex drive when they're younger, they start depleting their kidney gene sooner. And
right, I've heard that.
The more you deplete the kidney gene. Although a certain degree of it's certainly healthy for keeping things balanced, but I'm talking about people that overdo it.
Mm-hmm. Does that include masturbation or just sexual activity with another person?
Both,
yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
No, I wouldn't go as far as saying don't have sex and don't masturbate. That's crazy. But I'm saying just don't overdo it. Just don't be hyper-sexed and have that the sole focus of your life, and because that's depleting, and that shows up in ways that are deteriorating to the body.
Yeah, and there's actually a couple of interesting Chinese medicine-based books on sexual stuff. I can't remember what's one of them, but my acupuncturist friend gave it to me as a Valentine/birthday gift many years ago called Passion Play. And they talk a little bit about this and how if the energetics are correct between the two partners, that you know that the male partner does not lose their jing qi as much when they like hold their ejaculant, but they have an orgasm, but the energy gets circulated between the two partners. But there's a certain amount of energy that's required to build up in the female, so I'll say female, pole of the partnership so that she can then radiate the energy back to the male, and therefore it does not deplete them and they get less depleted. And so-called, you know, masters, like, Chinese Taoist masters or something like that, that they could have, you know, sexual intercourse for hours and hours and hours with multiple women even and not be depleted because they know how to hold their energy and release at the right time and how often during the month. I mean, this is really complicated stuff that we were never taught, but I just thought it was fascinating that this was never mentioned in Western medicine at all.
Right, and that's a really good point. There are practices in the Qigong realm that have microcosmic orbits or circulation of the energy of the Jing, where while you're having sexual intercourse, instead of allowing the ejaculate to go out, right at the point where it feels like it's going out, you stop and you recycle or recirculate the energy of the Jing.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, not only the male partner can keep the Jing energy tonified, but the female partner can also, because they're so closely connected, interact with the frequencies like a homeopathic information or a phototherapy or frequency information coming across and circulate or cycle her microcosmic orbit at the same time and build up her kidney jing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So there doesn't have to be an injection for that to happen.
It's amazing. The art of lovemaking isn't really there anymore in most modern teachings.
Yeah, and it's not just the physical. We're also playing with energies and we're combining energy fields in the body together while that's happening and becoming one.
Right.
And you especially feel that, of course, point of orgasm, where you feel like your energies are one. So if there are blockages in the way, like not a healthy relationship or an imbalance, then that cycle of healthy energy and tonifying the jing is incomplete or becomes blocked or becomes stagnant. So there's definitely something to be said about having equal strength and equal balance in a relationship, but not having one dominate over another. Because that
when you say
blockages.
Tonifying, you're saying nourishing, right? Because most people may not know that word tonifying, what that means.
Yes, I mean nourishing, right.
Okay.
As opposed to sedating or taking energy out or to breaking something down.
Gotcha.
So when we're talking about, let's finish the Tongbei picture before I go on with other stuff. So there's a 7x7 also, which is age 49. And that's when the CV channel and the Chong channel are in decline. And there's menopause and conception doesn't occur, of course, after the menopause. And the Tian Gui is exhausted, and that's manifested by the persons appearing relatively more older and feeble. And
okay.
Of course, there are exceptions to that. The age ranges aren't absolute. I don't want to get into politics, but Donald Trump appears to have a pretty strong kidney jing. And, you know, he's what?
How old is he?
Late 60s, I believe, almost.
Okay.
Or 70. He's probably 70 by now because I think he fathered his 10-year-old boy when he was 60.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's got strong kidney jing, and that comes from. That comes from when he was conceived, and that jing came from his parents through his parents from the ether. So that's when our kidney jing starts at the point of sparking between sperm and egg and conception.
So if somebody came in with low kidney jing but knew how to nourish it, they could build that up over time so they wouldn't always be the sickly kid or something, right?
Yes, that's correct. Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so the practices that we're talking about, including using patches, can help to remedy that as well as prevent decline.
Very
cool. Okay,
and
then if we look further at the description of the Tian Gui, for the male characteristics, it goes by 8. So the kidney qi becomes prosperous by the age of 8. And a male's hair will develop and his permanent teeth will emerge by age 8. And that's when puberty is marked. So then at the point of 2x8, which is age 16, the male is filled with vital energy and able to let out sperm and might even conceive or have a child. And so then we go to 3x8, that's age 24. The kidney energy is well developed and extremities are strong and the wisdom teeth are grown up and all the teeth are completely developed. And so what I'm sharing with everybody are the ancient hallmarks in the ancient medical texts for earmarking development of puberty and sexuality. So then we go to 4x8, which is age 32. And at that point, the whole body is developed to its best condition. The extremities and the muscles are very strong. And then at 5x8, which is age 40, the kidney energy turns gradually from prosperous to decline, and hairs begin to fall, and the teeth begin to wither. And then at 6x8, which is age 48, the kidney energy is more in decline. The yang energy of the whole body declines due to lower kidney chi, and complexion withers or starts getting ruddy looking with wrinkles and the hair is turning white. And then at 7x8, which is age 56, the liver energy declines due to low kidney energy. And if you recall the five element cycle, the kidney or the water is the mother for the liver or the wood. So because the kidney chi is in decline, the liver doesn't get as much energy as it used to, and it starts declining too. And so chi and blood isn't distributed the way it normally would be when we're younger and healthy. And that includes to the gonads and the sexual organs, and also to the tissues in the body that respond to the sex hormones, like the estrogens and the androgens. That includes the skeletal muscles and the bone. So that's bone density. And also the bone is under the influence of the kidney energy.
Right.
And because the liver determines the condition of the sinews, like the tendons and the ligaments, the tendons and the ligaments get malnourished and become rigid and dried out and fail to act in a nimble way. They're not as flexible, in other words. And of course, like I said before, these things can be remedied or circumvented or delayed by doing exercises like Qigong and by wearing patches and having proper nutrition. And in the case of the sinews, that includes having enough silica in the diet to repair connective tissue. And then we get to 8x8, which is age 64. And here the Tiangui is relatively exhausted. And that includes kidney, jing or essence, and vital energy. It's reduced. And the kidney chi is weak. And it's exhibited by having weak bones and tendons. And the teeth are falling out. And there is decline in sexual function, including desire and performance. And this is highly variable depending on the individual and how much kidney jing they have in the first place. And as you said, how much they work on it with exercise, including Qigong and proper nutrition and stimulating their chi, which we can do with patches.
Right.
Okay, so on that note, I want to take a break for a minute because I was drinking a lot of fluids before the call and I just need to go pee and I'll be right back.
Okay. I don't think we've had that before, right, guys? Okay, so I am taking some notes, and I know we haven't gotten to the meat of the what we're talking about today, which is which points are the most important, and you're going to get that soon, and I'll be writing those down. And for those of you that are pretty new to the show or don't remember, there is a website where when we say a point or we say a meridian, say like the Conception Meridian or the Changma Meridian, you can look these up at yinyanghouse.com, and that's Y-I-N-Y-A-N-G house.com, and it's a free site, and you can go there to look up acupuncture points. And, you know, our friend Mr. Google is very helpful as well. If you're a visual person like me, you can go to Google, and you can type in image, colon, conception vessel meridian, or liver meridian, or kidney meridian, something like that, or the five elements. You know, Chinese medicine, five elements, and you will get an image of these five elements. And just the other day, I was doing a distant energy healing with someone who had a lot of sweating and a lot of swelling. And what I found out from remote healing and assessment is that her fire element was really out of control, and her water element, which controls fire, as you can imagine, was not strong enough to you know, control it. So she's getting all these hot flash, you know, kinds of symptoms, sweating, and then she was getting swelling as well. And what was happening is that the fire element then nourishes the wood element, and wood was getting overburdened. It was like way too out of balance. So I did some energy healing to actually help balance those five elements, and you know, her symptoms definitely got better almost immediately. So it's really neat what you can do with energy to balance the five elements, to balance and help support these organs in Chinese medicine. And, you know, really, like I said, it's, you know, the patches or even medications, they don't cure disease. No, your body does it. You know, if it is for your highest greatest good, if that's what, you know, between you, God, and higher self, decide that that is the time to do it, then, yeah, your body will heal itself. So what we're doing here is just supporting the energy system of the body so that you can, you know, support the kidney jing in this case, so you'll have the energy required, you know, to do the healing work and the biological sense. If you have the right energy, if you got the balanced energy, that's a prerequisite, actually, to healing. In fact, it is. Hey, great. I was just telling them about the five elements and just how important it is that energetically that we support the energies of kidney energy, because that kind of translates into, you know, our body's physiology. And, of course, you mentioned, you know, good nourishment as well. You can't, you know, just do a bunch of energy healing and then not feed your body good quality food and water and expect it to function. Yeah, right. So people are anxious to know what acupuncture points and patches to use and products you recommend for helping with the infertility.
So we're not just talking about infertility. We're also talking about libido and sexual function in general. But we can address all of those through the Asian medical physiology and stimulating points with patches. So there's a handout that I sent you a copy of, and you may post it if you want on your website.
Thank you so much.
Sure. And it like I wrote it up in 2011 before we had the Olivita, the WinFit, or the Theta One products available. But it's the older way that I used to do it, and I want to talk about that first, which points and patches that I used for the relatively older method, and then get into what I'm looking at now with the Olivita, the WinFit, and the Theta One. So from my view, I combine all of them, actually. I have people do detoxing first, because if you're toxic, the patches don't work as well. Your body doesn't work as well, and that's why the patches don't work as well, because the body has blockages. And we want to detox to clear the blockages out and get the chi and the blood flowing and the information from the patches, the phototherapy info, and the frequencies, in other words, to flow around the body better. So the best approach is to detox first.
Okay.
And I have outlined in that handout, it's called the Fertility and Libido Protocol, how to start doing that. And basically, I suggest to use your Eon Brain Protocol for the first month, or at least for 2 weeks at night, and then during the day after that, on the head. So as you so generously outlined and made available for folks, that brain protocol clears neurological blockages and helps the patches work better in other places later, and also gives one more mental clarity after the detox is finished. But we also need a detox of glutathione, and energy enhancer patches have a mild detox effect too. And so while we're using the Eon Brain Protocol at night, we could be using the energy patches during the day and the glutathione during the day. And can either use a five-element yin-yang pair approach with the energy enhancer patches, and follow the brochure for the glutathione patches about where to place them, the patches.
Mm-hmm. So, the corporate brochure?
The corporate brochure, yes.
Okay.
The corporate brochures are always good fallback basics if you don't know what else to do, or if you don't have protocols that are more advanced. They're good fallbacks, and they're also good beginnings to start your basics with.
Right. So if someone has not used the five-element protocol with energy enhancers and are going to get in discombobulated with all the acupuncture point names, maybe they should use the brochure protocols first?
Oh, yeah. That would be fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So now on this handout, I note that good acupoints for tonifying kidney qi and kidney jing include the following. We're talking about kidney 3, bladder 23, zigong.
Which one's
triple
that?
Burner sub. Spell it Z-I-J-O-N-G.
Z-I-J-O-N-G? Okay, and that is triple burner, what was it?
There's a triple burner 17 is a different point. That's after the zigong.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And spleen 6,
mm-hmm.
gallbladder 39, CV4, and GV4. So those are the points of interest that will help tonify kidney qi and kidney jing. And as I believe you mentioned earlier, one can go to yinyanghouse.com and find out the point locations. What may not be readily obvious, because you can't find a known channel for it, is zigong. Now, zigong is located 3 soon bilateral to CV3. So if you go to
CV3.
So to find CV3, you go to CV2, which is riding right on top of the pubis bone, the pubic bone, or the symphysis pubis, right on the midline. And if you go 1 soon anterior or superior to that, then you have CV3, and then you go 3 inches to the right and the left, and you have a point that's on both sides of the body called zigong.
Cool.
Okay, then
so
I have a chart.
How does somebody measure a kun?
A sun is an anatomical Chinese inch. So the width of 3 sun is the width of the hand with 4 fingers, like from your index finger to your little finger. And it's relative to the body proportion of the person. So
right.
That's why somebody who's bigger can't measure it on somebody who's smaller. You've got to use the person's own proportions on their body to measure it.
And when you say it's one soon above CV2, like CV3 is one, that 1 inch, so to speak, or 1 Chinese inch is based on that person's anatomy, but what if they're really fat? Is it still one thumb width above, or do they have to kind of stretch it out?
They can stretch it out, and if you draw an imaginary line between the belly button and the pubic bone, that's the distance of 5 soon, and if you divide that in half, you got 2.5 soon, and so on. So you can just keep dividing until you get down to about 1 soon.
Okay.
Now, on a person who isn't obese, it doesn't have their skin stretched, that will be the width of the person's thumb, will be 1 soon. So 3 soon,
right,
is the fingers of the hand, and 1 soon is the width of the thumb.
Yep, my belly is slightly obese then. Because I'm measuring right now here above my belly, and I've got about 6 soon between my,
okay,
6 and a bit between my pubic bone and my belly button. So I've got that sticking out a little bit, folks. It's okay. I'm human. People are like, you're like skinny as a stick. I'm like, no, I'm not. You have not seen me lately, have you?
Yeah, I was going to say, that wasn't the case when I saw you years ago on the cruise.
Yeah, well, that was before I had to ground the ascension from Mother Earth, Dr. Dennis.
Oh, right. Okay. So the
Yeah.
The event.
I'm like, okay, I just have to be in loving acceptance of this is where the universe wants my body to be right now. So, okay. Well, I definitely have more muscle, but I also, you know, I've got that little belly pudge there, which I would prefer not to have, but I am told if I resist it, it will stay. So I am not resisting it anymore.
Okay. Well, one way we can deal with it is what I was going to talk about later when using the WinFit patches to increase muscle catabolism and burn more fat.
Yeah, muscle anabolism, right?
Yeah, anabolism, I mean building up muscle. But the reason for doing that, the reason for building up the muscle is so that you have the enzymes increase that do the catabolic work that burns the fat.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. I'm not even sure what those enzymes are called. Lipase? No, that's actually what you have in your stomach or pancreas or whatever, right? To digest.
Yeah, well,
that
they break.
Yeah.
The lipases are involved with breaking down the fats to get the fatty acids for energy. Well, we're talking about enzymes that are called oxidative enzymes that are in the mitochondria that actually run the energy through cytochromes and use oxygen to pull the energy through. So oxygen, the final electron acceptor, it pulls electrons through that transport chain and gets reduced to water. So while you're using oxygen to burn fat for energy and make ATPs, you're actually generating water.
Okay.
So anyway,
does that explain it all the excess fluid I'm carrying?
Possibly, or it could be explained by not being able to drain it. You're accumulating damp for some reason, and then that damp accumulation transforms into phlegm, and fat is one form of phlegm.
Right. It's sort of like if my body's trying to burn the fat, it's not being able to get rid of the water from the burning fat very efficiently anyway. But I digress,
so,
folks. Sorry.
That's okay. So what we were talking about was using the WinFit patches ultimately to increase catabolism, although they directly increase the building up of the enzymes that are involved with catabolism. So the synthesis of the enzyme and the building up of the muscles, as you pointed out, is anabolism. And when you have those enzymes and the muscles built up, you're able to burn fat more, and that part is catabolism.
Okay,
So that's the business end of lowering the fat as a catabolism. So the WinFit patches enable more catabolism. And usually you need aerobic exercise to do that, but you can cut down on that with the signal from the patches and don't need as much of it to get the same or better effect.
Well, and you know, when I was talking to David, it seems to be true, at least in the medical literature nowadays, is that if you do a 60-minute run or something like that, I know you're a runner, so, but, you know, you're actually going to lose muscle. And,
yeah.
And be counterproductive for burning fat.
Right. That's right. Yeah, we've discovered that over the last couple decades. And what I actually switched to over 10 years ago now is doing intervals. So I like walk fast, and I do really fast, speedy, exhaust myself intervals, which are called fartleks. So they're like Swedish fartleks, which is an interval. So I do a really intense interval. And then I slow down for a minute or so, and then I do another intense interval, and that builds up those oxidative enzymes better, as we now know, instead of just long, slow distance running.
Right, right.
And weightlifting helps too. Resistance on the muscles, like in the WinFit system, there's a resistance program where you can buy variable resistance rubber hose and pull on those for tension, and the isometric tension stimulates the muscle to increase under the influence of the WinFit energy or frequencies. So that has the ultimate effect of catabolism and burning more fat.
Okay, so in your original protocol, which is going to be posted on the website, this does not include the WinFit, right? And you're saying that you're going to be detoxifying first with the Eon brain balancing protocol at night, and then in the daytime using energy enhancer patches, either according to the protocol in the brochures or the five elements protocol, which we've talked about previously on a show, so people can look that up, and then as well as the YH glutathione every day. And then you're, after the detoxification, you're going to do the tonifying, which is adding energy to the body, and I've listed all the different points you suggested: the bladder 23, kidney 3, qigong, and triple burner, triple burner 17, spleen 6, gallbladder 39. I think you said conception vessel 4 and governing vessel 4.
Right,
and then
also
the
on that
something additional.
That's correct, and on that handout that I sent you, I have 5 days of a repeat rotation that shows where to place what patches on which points. There's a chart where I have the points that we talked about and which patches to use on them.
Great. Thank you. Very cool.
Uh-huh. And that includes using Silent Nights and Carnosine at night. And using Carnosine at night is congruent with the WinFit program as well. And the Silent Nights patches, as we talked about before, increase melatonin and the melatonin will increase testosterone, actually, and help build muscle as well. And that's because there's an aromatase enzyme that converts testosterone to estrogen, and the melatonin blocks that activity and maintains a relatively higher testosterone level. So that's only one component of all this. And the melatonin actually works synergistically with another neurotransmitter from the pineal body that's under the influence of the Olivita patch. And that neurotransmitter, as you know, is epithalamin. And epithalamin is known in the medical literature to correct reproduction cycle imbalances. And so that's why I'm mentioning it here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can, because it's involved with biorhythms, and those connect with regulating hormone cycles, and that's involved in part with reproductive imbalances. So the epithalamin can correct reproductive cycle imbalances, and you can boost your epithalamin levels in the pineal body to do that with the Olivita patch. Now, that's not what the label says it's for. You know, it's designed for skin wrinkles, and the LifeWave discovered with research on it that it increases epithalamin. Well, that's what epithalamin does. One of the things epithalamin does is correct reproductive cycle imbalances. And so I've been playing with the Olivita patch and using that on the right, for example, on triple burner 17, while I have people use the SP6 patch on the left. And so we get hormone balances aimed at the pineal body, which is very responsive to the level of what's going on in triple burner 17, because it like gives a straight shot through the brain. If you have a positive electrode on the right, negative one on the left, with the AV patch on the right and the SP6 on the left, triple burner 17, get a nice shot through the brain around the level of the pineal body. And you can also affect it by putting the AV patch on the third eye, or yin tong, which is on the glabella between the eyebrows. So you can like actually create a triangle. Yeah,
Eon. Or silent nights?
Right, correct. Yeah, either one. So that makes a nice triangle between triple burner 17 and the third eye. And if you're going to do the triangle, I would recommend using the Olivita patch on the third eye and the Eon patch on the right, triple burner 17, and the SP6 patch on the left. Or you could actually put the carnosine patch, which is relatively more yin to the other patches, on the left triple burner 17 at night.
Okay, so you'd rather Olivita be on the in the middle of the forehead rather than behind the right ear.
Yeah, but it works either way, and
okay.
It's theoretically more effective to have the Olivita patch affecting the epithalamin on directly on the third eye and the Eon on triple burner 17. But that's just a technicality. It's going to work either way. It just might work better on the third eye.
Okay. Yes, folks, I am writing this down for you.
Yeah, sorry, I started talking real fast.
That's not part of the that's not part of the fertility protocol, though, is it? Or is it?
No, but it could be. It could be because the epithalamin will regulate the gonadotropins.
Okay.
Through the pineal body, epithalamin influences the limbic brain, which will influence the releasing factors in the hypothalamus, and that will affect the gonadotropin release of luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone, which will then stimulate the gonads to either make more estrogens in the case of women or androgens in the case of men, which give us our secondary sexual characteristics, as you know.
Okay, very cool.
So yeah, the Olivita patch will affect it that way, and probably has a better effect along with the Silent Nights patch and the carnosine patch. And then the WinFit system the WinFit patches during the day. And then last but not least is the Theta 1, which will increase glutathione and nitric oxide. And both of those have a positive influence on sexual function as well. People are probably aware that nitric oxide is the neurotransmitter that relaxes the muscle at the base of the corpus cavernosum in the penis and allows the penis to become erect. So that's one way Theta 1 can help with sexual function.
So do you recommend, if people are using the patching protocol, that everyone should be on the Theta 1?
Definitely.
Okay.
And if you're on the WinFit system, that recommends 2 packs of Theta 1 in the evening. And the trick to the to balancing the hormones with the WinFit system isn't how much food you eat or how many calories you take in, but when you eat it. Like you have a window during the day where you eat between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and you don't eat from 7 p.m. to 11 a.m., except for the Theta 1 an hour before you go to sleep at night.
Right.
So it takes a little bit of discipline about what you eat in order to get the WinFit system to work.
Yeah, the when you eat, it might be difficult for some people that have varying different days. I know James usually likes to munch at night. And, you know, the thing is he can get away with it. So now that he went from 11% body fat to 7%, he's gone back to some munching at night. But you know what? He still has six-pack abs and all his muscles stick out and he has nice loose fascia, which is like jealous. Can we say jealous, folks? So I'm kidding. He can get away with the not really following the instructions anymore because he's already, you know, gotten back to and maintained the muscle that he has built. And he didn't have to do that big, huge P90X program that he used to do where he spent an hour and a half a day working out. Now he just, you know, does a couple push-ups here and there, a couple of sit-ups here and there, does our skating and skateboarding and kung fu, and just, I mean, it's not even that hard, and he just maintains all that wonderful muscle now. It's so awesome.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the WinFit patches go, like, on GV14 at the base of the neck and on the middle of the chest and below the belly button, so it's easy to find where to place them.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, they did a good job with that part.
Yeah. So I was hoping to leave time to answer questions, so the ball's
all
in
right,
your court,
cool.
Whatever you need to do.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, so now everybody, if you want to ask Dr. Dennis a question, thank you so much for being so patient. The guest call-in number is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190. Just put your hand up so we know you have a question. I am monitoring the chat. There's some folks on the chat, so if you have a question for Dr. Dennis about what we've covered today or something personal that you want to know some patching hints with, then just write it there and I will share with them. So first person here we're going to unmute is, I know who this is. Hang on just a sec. Let me just unmute him. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Karen. How you doing?
Hey. Good. Thanks. All right. Thanks for calling in. What do you have for Dr. Dennis? What do you want to ask him?
Okay. So with the silent night patches, you said, you know, that'll, you know, raise testosterone levels?
Through melatonin, yes. Because
okay.
It's designed to increase melatonin levels. And
mm-hmm.
while LifeWave makes no claim about
mm-hmm.
its testosterone, the medical literature shows if you increase melatonin, you slow down the breakdown of testosterone.
Okay. Is there any other patches or patching protocol to raise testosterone levels?
WinFit will do that in part,
mm-hmm.
along influencing other hormones. But one influence on anabolism are the androgens. So the WinFit frequencies, to some degree or another, have to influence the androgens in order to bulk up the muscle.
Okay. And so when you're saying, so with the whole WinFit system, that whole patching protocol with the WinFit system, you say that will, you know, increase T levels?
It has the effects that increasing T levels would make,
oh.
would do. So I'm indirectly inferring that from the effects of the patches.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure they've done studies specifically on WinFit and testosterone levels. So you're just saying it's more like it gives the effect of, you know, instead of taking testosterone for muscle performance, which a lot of people, you know, don't want to do, especially if they have normal levels, then the WinFit kind of almost replaces or improves the system so the body can build muscle without needing to increase the testosterone. So the overall effect is the same. But I guess for sexual stuff, then we're looking at some of these other, you know, points to use then, right, Dr. Nunez?
Well, yes, and also on an experimental basis, I would play with the WinFit to see what that does for sexuality as well. And that's just my curious noticing and not anything that LifeWave claims.
Yeah, okay. I think it's worth it. It's certainly very safe. It's to try out. So each person has to decide for themselves. If somebody does muscle test, you can muscle test yourself to see if it is for your highest and greatest good to do that. But yeah, there's so much amazing information there, and there's so many different points. Like I said, sometimes you just have to, you know, use your inner gut sense of is this right for me? Yeah.
I
do you have any other questions?
I asked David many years.
That was everything. Thank you.
Well, sure. You're welcome. I asked David many years ago if he could develop a patch that would boost testosterone levels, and he didn't really say whether he would or not. So the WinFit may be the answer to that, but I don't know for sure. Only David and Dr. Haltiwanger know the frequency sets and what they do for sure on the testosterone.
Right. Yeah, right. That's true. Very cool. Okay, hang on. Let me just go. I'm going to mute you there, Scott. Thank you so much. And phone number with area code starting with 928. Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Kate, and thank you so much for taking my call. And I didn't know if energetically you could see if anything's blocking like health and libido or anything like that for me, or I'm 41.
Oh, can you tell us, if you don't mind, what your symptoms are?
Well, not so many symptoms, just like it just doesn't feel like it's all that strong.
So you don't feel that your libido is that strong, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, an indirect way to tell to use the patches on the points that I suggest in this handout, like kidney 3, bladder 23, and see if you start feeling stronger. And if that's the case, then you know you're on the right path.
Okay. That makes sense. And any energetic things that you can see at all? Like any energetic blocks? It feels like my mind gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Let me ask Dr. Dennis if that's... So Dr. Dennis, she's asking for a reading, which is what normally I would do. I don't know if you want me to field that part, or do you want to do any?
Yeah, we do readings too, and we do that during our free community clinic on Wednesdays at 7:30 Pacific time. So if you wanted to come to our clinic, we could do that there. And right now, for Dr. Karen's call, I'd defer to her to do that, if you wish.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can check based on what Dr. Dennis has told us of, you know, what's going on and of what possible is going on. So we can actually kind of get a sense of, we can connect up to source and get a sense of, you know, I like to discuss in this case, in this context, whether it's, energetic, emotional, physical, spiritual, you know, kind of put those in broad categories and then kind of go from there. Does that work for you?
Yes, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, so as far as how healthy and balanced is your overall sexual and reproductive function and energies? 50, 60, 50, 1, 2, 3, about 53% overall balanced and healthy. So that's a very general number. We're just kind of getting a general feel here. And let's see, how balanced are your five elements? Water, wood, fire, metal, earth, 50% balance, yes, 60, 70, 80, 75, 6, 7, 8, 77, not bad actually, compared to most people, I see. So about 77% balance. So what's the biggest block or issue related to the symptoms that you're asking about? Is it physical, mental, emotional, energetic? Yes. Spiritual, dimensional, generational? No. So I'm getting energetic. So energetic meaning, let's ask, does it mean there's an imbalance in your energy body? I'm getting a yes. So is it part of your energy anatomy that's out of balance? I'm getting a yes. So we'll go to both Chinese and other types of energy anatomy. So is it a chakra issue? No. Hara line, no. Meridian, well, lucky you. You probably called into the right show today because it is a meridian. Okay, so is there a particular meridian that is the most out of balance for you? I'm getting a yes. Which element is it part of? Is it water? Okay, I'm getting a yes for water. So is it kidney? Okay, kidney. So that's the most common, right? So mm-hmm. The kidney meridian, is your left kidney meridian happy? I'm getting a no. Is your right kidney meridian happy? I'm getting actually a yes. So how happy is the right kidney meridian? 50, 60, 70, 80, 95, 6, 79, 99% happy. We can also do light scores. What's the light score on the right kidney meridian? 80, yes, 95, 6, 7, 8, okay, so that's fine. Right kidney meridian actually at the time is fine. The left kidney meridian, how happy is it? 50, 40, 30, 30. 1, 2, 3, 33% happy. And what's the light score? Balance of light and dark energies in that meridian? 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. We're doing a 10 now. So you have a low light score in the left kidney meridian. Is that true? I'm getting a yes. Okay. So what proportion of, you know, all the symptoms that you're feeling is attributed to this one left kidney meridian that has a low light score? 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 5, 6, 7, 8, 98%. Okay. That is quite a bit there. So let me ask, would it be your highest meridian is good to tonify your kidney meridians? Yes. Okay. Would you benefit from any of the patches in this regard? I'm getting a yes. What are the two most important ones that you would benefit from? Is it energy enhancer patches? I'm getting a no, surprisingly. Eon, I'm getting a yes. Glutathione, no. Carnosine, silent nights, Aloe Vita. Oh, that's interesting. Aloe Vita and Eon, those are the two most important ones. Interesting. So on your brain, I'm getting a yes. So that would be supportive of the kidney and kidney meridians. I'm getting a yes. So what about putting them on the tonifying points that Dr. Dennis has in the protocol? I'm getting a no. So are you brain balanced? Oh, I'm getting you're not brain balanced. That might be why. So that might be the very first thing that's most important for your body to heal itself, is to get brain balanced. So that right. The Eon patching protocol is very helpful for that. And then the secondary important part was the Aloe Vita. So we'll just ask the God team to go ahead and help you, at least for at this moment. You may have other layers to heal, but we can go ahead and just ask the God team to clear whatever the dark energies are in that left kidney meridian. Like I said, there may be more things there, but, you know, on this show we don't have time to do that kind of stuff. So what is that light score now on the left kidney meridian? 50, yes, 60, 70, 80, 75, 6, 7, better than whatever it was, 10. So 77 now. So at least we got one layer down. Is that helpful for you?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kate. Okay.
So
the
bottom
here.
Line is clear the neurological blockages with the Eon Brain Protocol, and you can tonify kidney gene deficiency, which is housed in the left kidney, with the Aloe Vita, and
where would you put it for that?
Well, you test it after you do the Eon Brain Protocol, because after you clear the neurological blockages, you might get a different location.
Right, that is true. Yeah, that is true. Very, very cool. I don't think I've got some people here on the chat and also on the phone lines, but nobody has their hand up. I'm going to double check. I think that's, Yep, I think that's it for questions. So anything else you want to add, Dr. Dennis? This has been great. Thank you so much. And I'm just about to publish this post here so folks can actually see it online.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we barely scratched the surface, and we still took over an hour. But I think the new products, the Alavita, the WinFit system, and the Theta One, look promising for helping with sexual function.
Okay, great. So I guess I'll have to write this as acupuncture patching protocols to support, as opposed to four, just to be more PC, politically correct, to support libido, infertility, and sexual symptoms. I think we're safe with that. What do you think, Dr. Dennis? You think those
yeah, for sure. That? Yeah, you could give it that heading, and it says right on the protocol, fertility and libido protocol, but it doesn't imply that it's treating or curing it. It says it's for it just says fertility and libido protocol.
Okay.
So one can
yeah.
fit either a support or however they want.
Right. Cool. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Dennis. It's been a pleasure. Thanks, everyone, for calling in and for your questions. And so next month is going to be the new year when we have a call with Dr. Dennis. So get your questions ready and see what you want to work on next year. We've done all sorts of things. We've done, you know, thyroid. We've done adrenals. We've done, you know, allergies. We've done weight loss. We've done, you know, all sorts of different symptoms. So let us know. You can, if the easiest probably way is to use the contact button on the patchtrainingteam.com website. Use the contact button and just, you know, just say, hey, LifeWay Radio Show idea. You know, and just give us your idea, and that will be forwarded to myself, and then I'll forward it to Dr. Dennis and get his feedback on that. Or you can, you know, talk to either of us on Facebook and find us, and you can let us know too. And of course, if you're really lost, you can always email my virtual assistant, the wonderful Jennifer Burns at KarenCan.com, and she'll get that message to us as to what topic you want. And if we don't hear from you, then we are going to figure it out ourselves what would best. You know, we'll, you know, sense the ethers and what would be best for everyone. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Until next time, thanks, Dr. Dennis. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
You bet. My pleasure. And last minute thing, if you want to listen in on our free community clinic, you can contact me on Facebook, and I will send you a Zoom link for Wednesday evenings at 7:30.
Yeah, so, that's great. We'll actually post that on the blog as well.
Okay, great.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye everybody.